My favorite statue I've ever seen with my own eyes is Michelangelo's statue of David in Florence, Italy. Like, I paid like 20 euros to get in this museum. I just passed by everything else just so I could go see David. And there he stands, 12 feet tall, piece of marble. Like, David holding the stones in his hand with this nervous but also like really determined look as he's about to sling these stones at Goliath. That's what Michelangelo captures in rock. It's just the most amazing thing in the world. It's one of the greatest works of art in history. Michelangelo is asked constantly how he's able to come up with these things. They asked him about a statue of an angel that he once did, and he said, "I saw the angel in the marble, and I carved him until I set him free." And I love that. "I carved him until I set him free." And when they asked him about David, he's like, "How did you carve this statue of David?" And he said, "I simply took away everything that wasn't David. I took away everything that wasn't David." And we get a little bit of that picture. That idea cuts to the heart of the way that John the Baptist preaches, maybe different than the way that Jesus preaches. John the Baptist stood in the wilderness calling people to repentance and preparing the way for the coming of the Messiah. And his words were sharp, they were clear, they were practical. We hear in today's gospel, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. And whoever has food should do likewise." Clear, practical, like very simple. And he says to the tax collectors, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed. Knock it off, boys. Knock it off." And to the soldiers, he says, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. And be satisfied with your wages." It's like, it's very clear. It's very simple. And yet, we don't like being told to stop. Like, I don't like when people tell me to stop anything, really. There's reasons that we do the things that we do. We don't like being told to stop, especially things that have been ingrained in us, attitudes or dispositions, habits that we have. It's almost like an affront to us, these old, crusty things in us. And yet there's something, if we have hearts that are open, there's something that feels liberated when we hear John the Baptist preaching. Something liberating when somebody says, "Yeah, maybe you do need to knock that off." Because interiorly we know that's not fully who God has made me to be. Like, there's something that still needs to be unlocked, something that needs to be unleashed, and maybe I can surrender that thing. Maybe I do need to let that go. The urging of the Holy Spirit towards conversion in each of us. John's preaching is really like the chisel of the artist. That he comes urging to strip away everything that is not Christ within us. Urging to strip away everything that doesn't belong to the masterpiece that God envisions within us. And this is really hopeful. He invites us to take a hard look at the excess, the selfishness, the sins that weigh us down and block the image of Christ. The image of Christ that dwells within you, that was given you from the moment that you were baptized. It's an amazing thing what a sculptor has to do. He's handed this big block of marble. Can we really appreciate that? Like, have you seen how marvelous some statues, even these, like it was just a rock before. And someone had to take that and chisel it away. And John's preaching calls us to remove what is not Christly, what is not truly Christ within me. Whatever is not good, whatever is not holy, what is not truly lovely. Like, that needs to be shed. You talk about chiseling away, which is something of a painful idea. Something needs to be kind of beaten out of me, grinded out of me, shaved out of me. And while it undoubtedly is going to be painful, it's also hopeful. Because God sees in a way even that surpasses Michelangelo. Michelangelo said, "I just saw David, and I took away whatever wasn't David. When God looks upon you, he sees his son or his daughter, as you are called to be, this masterpiece. And he wants to take away everything that isn't you, ultimately. He wants to remove whatever isn't ultimately the masterpiece that he's designed. And that's what John the Baptist's preaching cuts to the heart of. That he has to exhort us simply, plainly, practically. God looks at us not just to see our faults and our failings, our misgivings, the ways that we are imperfect, but God sees us as his own beloved children, waiting with a chisel in hand to set us free. And John the Baptist's preaching continues. He declares, Jesus, the Christ, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, to be immersed in fire, but not a fire of destruction. It's a fire of renewal, a fire of transformation that you and I are called to be immersed in the love of God. That it's his fire, it's his love that transforms us to burn away whatever ultimately does not belong to the Lord, whatever it is that isn't part of the masterpiece that he's created in each of us. We hear in the first reading, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you. And he will, gazing upon his masterpiece, rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love and will sing joyfully because of you. Because all this excess is stripped away from us, God looks upon us and his love renews. And he rejoices with us in gladness. And his joy overflows in song over those who love. God's joy overflows in song. In this Advent season, as we prepare for Christ's coming, we need God to sculpt our hearts. We need God to sculpt our hearts, to let him take away everything in us that is not Christ, to let him take away all the selfishness, all the self-pity, to take away the discouragement, to take away the old habits, the ways that we've grown crusty and old, and that we have to trust, as Michelangelo did, that the masterpiece already lies within us, that God doesn't look upon you and say, think and see all the ways that we've gone astray. He looks at us and sees the masterpiece that he is creating, that he is fashioning. And the season of Advent is a season of hope because we're not a finished product. We are not a finished product. That God is the artist continuing to return to the workshop so that little by little he can take away that whatever doesn't belong to him, whatever it is that ultimately doesn't belong to us, so that we can be made the saints that he calls us to be. We need to heed the words of John the Baptist today, because God is going to renew us in his love. He's going to rejoice over us with gladness, and he's going to sing over us with joy. But little by little, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to immerse us in the Holy Spirit and to baptize us with fire so that God's love can do what it's meant to do. Michelangelo saw David within that rock, and God sees his own beloved daughter, his own beloved son within you. Let him chisel away whatever it is that doesn't belong to Christ.